Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 6, 7 o'clock America, New York. Twitter and Pfizer earnings in focus after FANG deliver divergent results. Wall Street equities had a rollercoaster week as FANG earnings boosted market volatility. An uneven picture underscored challenges and opportunities ahead for big tech names. February 6, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, a strong jobs report. The jobs numbers were better than expected, but Meta's earnings were weaker, sending its stock plunging. CNN's top executive resigned, and the Olympics have begun. February 6, 5:37 America, New York, asset managers digitizing distribution, BNY Mellon. Fund houses are pushing wealth managers in Asia to digitize product sales and information flows. The Post Asset Managers Digitizing Distribution, BNY Mellon appeared first on Digital Finance. February 6, 5:33 America, New York, a big tech trade is losing its luster. Investors say they are reconsidering their approach to trading large technology stocks, now sifting more closely through the winners and losers of recent big swings to try to identify those that might thrive over the next year. February 6, 5:30 America, New York, Treasury inflation-protected securities, what investors should know about TIPS. Inflation-wary investors are flocking to TIPS rather than to conventional bonds. But they might not understand the drawbacks as well as they should. February 6, 5:30 America, New York, staff shortages, fed by Omicron, curbed end-of-year growth. Absences are easing for some companies as COVID-19's impact wanes, but others warn of lingering pressures. February 6, 4 o'clock America, New York, will the momentum in rising U.S. consumer prices finally slow? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead. February 6, 3 o'clock America, New York, modern monetary theory got a pandemic tryout. Inflation is now testing it. Some terms and conditions apply. Modern monetary theory, the buzziest economic idea in decades, got a pandemic tryout of sorts. Now inflation is testing its limits. Stephanie Kelton, proponent of modern monetary theory, at home in Stony Brook, NY. February 6, 1 o'clock America, New York, Mexican peso outlook, U.S. inflation data and AMP. Banxico decision will be key for USD, MXN. The Mexican peso is likely to weaken against the dollar if U.S. inflation accelerates further and helps to consolidate expectations of a 50 BP hike by the Fed at its March meeting. February 6, 009 America, New York, fake news 215 dead children in mass grave was really tree roots. Instead of toppling statues, when will people topple these fake mainstream news organizations? The Post fake news 215 dead children in mass grave was really tree roots first appeared on Armstrong Economics. February 6, 007 America, New York, Neil Young fans trying to force Spotify to remove all conservative commentary. I think it is time for a class action lawsuit against Neil Young and his near-dead washed-up singer. He has intimidated Spotify to shut down conservative speech on Spotify, acting more like communists and fascists than anyone in recent history. February 6, 006 America, New York, DeSantis to investigate GoFundMe for fraud. Now GoFundMe has also turned against the people refusing to release the money to the trucker protests. Others have tried to donate in Australia and the USA and reporting that GoFundMe is just keeping the money. February 6, 003 America, New York, Melinda French Gates to dismantle the Gates Foundation monopoly. After their public divorce in late 2021, Melinda French Gates pledged to give the majority of her wealth to the foundation she developed with her now ex-husband. February 6, 002 America, New York, Iowa to repeal COVID restrictions. As President Biden said, the coronavirus will be dealt with at the state level. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has announced plans to repeal all emergency COVID measures this month. February 6, 001 America, New York, white privilege for sale. Reminder, they want to separate us based on race when we are all in this together. The post white privilege for sale first appeared on Armstrong Economics. February 5, 2200 America, New York, Euro weekly forecast, EUR/USD upside rally may be waning after hawkish ECB. The euro has been soared last week with NFP's dampening spirits on Friday. The week ahead includes US CPI data while EUR/USD holds its head above 1.14. February 5th, 1531 America, New York, the Fanfare Meta Want List. Every year I read through the Fanfare Want Lists for new classical music releases, and collate the new recordings that are recommended by more than one person as one of the five most noteworthy releases of the year. This time around I noticed the following as multiple nominees. February 5th, 1513 America, New York, Delta seeks to put unruly passengers on no-fly list. Airline CEO Ed Bastian said there should be zero tolerance for any behavior that affects flight safety. February 5th, 1319 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Mathematics. Many papers have errors, yes, but our major results generally hold up, even when the intermediate steps are wrong. 2. New Jenna Gorlin Substack on Building and Builders. February 5th, 1300 America, New York, Canadian Dollar Technical Forecast, USD, CAD aims to break 1.280. USD, CAD has climbed back towards January highs after positive NFP data pushed prices to key technical levels. Where will USD, CAD go from here? February 5th, 12 o'clock America, New York, how to prepare for student loan payments restarting. Student loan borrowers need to understand their options and have a game plan. February 5th, 10:53 America, New York, Joe Rogan apologizes for shameful past use of racial slur. His apology came as listeners said that as many as 70 episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast had been quietly taken off Spotify. The company has yet to comment on the reported removals. Spotify's star podcaster Joe Rogan has been at the center of a small but influential boycott of the streaming service by musicians. February 5th, 10 o'clock America, New York, proxy contest has a better chance of success if the target CEO is a woman. A study also suggests that the sex of the CEO might have consequences for a targeted firm share price. February 5th, 10 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar to stage larger recovery on another rise in U.S. CPI. The U.S. dollar index, DXY, bounces back from a fresh monthly low, 95.14, following the 467 Kelvin's rise in non-farm payrolls, NFP, and the update to the consumer price index, CPI, may fuel the recent rebound.